This is Vice President George Bush welcoming you to the URF, the United Republic of American Soviet States.
It has to be one of the longest carts in Sea Carolina history, but Mike Devine, the great cart gnome himself.
The only mic that works.
Yeah. Eugene Shadbourne, great show coming up October 6th, Tuesday, with John Rose and Violet from the Sacred. Well, it is 5:31. It is 5:31, and a minute late, but actually we're a little bit early, aren't we? No, we're early. We're on time. And, of course, it is time for the Church of the Subgenius. I welcome back J.R. Bob Dobbs. Hi. I'm feeling a little more up.
You're up?
I'm up from last week. Last week you and I pretty well melted into our chairs and had to be carried out eventually by the cart gnomes.
There was an attack, but we'll deal with that later.
We're going to talk about that. I wanted to ask you, sir, about Judge Robert Bork and the recent...
Who?
Are you not familiar with Judge Bork?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
Do I have to?
No, not at all.
But listen, I can go into trance, ask me questions about him.
Do you need a minute or so?
Well, ask your question. What about him?
Judge Robert Bork. Well, I want to know a little bit about this controversial judge, why people are testifying against and for him, and why there is a session, I guess, being had right now, being held, to question his, his political beliefs, his strengths or weaknesses as possibly being a... He's been appointed into the Supreme Court, is that right?
Well, he has to... I'm starting to get a reading on him. Yeah, he's... He's going through hearings now.
That's right.
They haven't confirmed him.
And then Jerry Football Ford has been called back to testify.
For him?
For him. Many, of course, are testifying against him. Kennedy.
Bork, yeah. He goes back to Watergate. Yeah. He was part of Nixon's team.
Mm-hmm.
And it would look like he is a definite move by the Pentagon Bolsheviks to move America more like the USSR under Bolshevik control, which it isn't anymore under Gorbachev and the new Skopje Christian secret society. So, you see, the reason everybody is so outraged about Mises Pornography Commission and the one that came down in Canada is that we've got a Russian Bolshevik mentality running North America. That's why it seems so alien. Now, there's a good chance that Bork ain't the original guy. All right, but he represents that retribalizing under a, I can't quite see what it is, under basically the Russians are not as concerned about sex as the WASP American is, and it looks like they are very concerned about saving face. They consider any divorce within the group, any of these traditional things that the West has been running rampant with under electric conditions because the literate WASPs can't handle it, so he fragments all over the place. Tribal guys can be really, really together with this. They get consensus, but they can't take divorce. They can't take these tribal slaps in the face. So we're going to see America and Canada going into this very stern, traditional, tribal, feudal society, because you have not only electric effect, which is retribalizing the retribulation that the Bible talks about, but you have the fact that the highest administrative levels for the content of the bureaucracy is run by Bolsheviks. And they are very stern compared to the Western psyche. That's what we got. So Bork represents that movement. I can't pin down whether he's a double or a robotoid or synthetic. Actually, to correct the robotoid myth is that robotoids were made by the Christian Russian Skopje group. The Bolsheviks make an inferior robotoid called synthetics. That's inside Bob knowledge. I hope not too many people heard that, even though we're broadcasting over quite a big area.
Well, you are in a trance as well.
So I'm going to come out of it again to get out of this topic.
Okay.
But Bork is... Basically, it's quite humorous when you look at a magazine stand because every spectrum of the magazine realm is arguing and discussing the Bork problem. If you ever heard of anybody doing more with less, journalists are just riding on this wave. I mean, Bork's everywhere.
Okay. Good. Are you out of your trance now? You seem... the color's coming back.
So what was... I don't know what I was talking about.
Doesn't matter. We were going to talk about last week. And you said you had some comments about our our feeling, our depression, our...
Oh, what happened? Depression. The attack. The psionic attack. Now, it's probably time to go to the tape. So let's all talk about what happened to us last week and why we are up again. All right?
After the tape?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta live like a natural man.
Good there. Ooh, Buck was good there.
I was near.
That was an old tape back before 82, before
but it
I left
still
Dallas.
Have that power. You know, those young children not receiving slack, not being able to play with...
programmed erroneously. What?
Not being able to play with modeling clay, as you pointed out.
Programmed erroneously. Yeah. Okay, let's get on to the topic here. Now, we gotta explain why we're up today. Man, we've been slacking. We've been slacking for 22 minutes here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, last week, we got zapped.
What was it?
It was psionics. Now, there's radionics and psionics. Now, the astral dimension can do psionics on people on this plane. You'll feel like a soft cushion around your head. But what was interesting is this, because they were fooling around with me, we heard it. Normally, you can't hear psionics zapping you. You might hear a little ringing ears, but the audience could hear it. You could hear that back feedback. That was psionics from the astral plane.
Right,
now,
yeah.
Right? Now, here's the key point. This really is appropriate because there's the ancient occult maxim, as above, so below. I'd also say, as within, so without. Okay? Just so we don't have a top-down, we have an in-out x-ray reality. So as above, so below. The reason I'm protected and I can't lose, I mean, we were suffering last week. But it was temporary. I was conscious. I knew that I could get through. It would just be inconvenience. Like, you know, cutting your finger and you want to write some bills, pay some bills, and you're getting blood all over the check. You know, it's stupid. It screws up your slack, right? So this was temporary. But I went through it on the weekend. And I survived. The proof is now I'm here and you're healthy. Now, why? Back in 1967, the original separateness called Rai-E. Now, I'm quoting a very good medium called Cosmic Awareness. They pointed out that the original separateness returned to the plane of essence. Rai returned to the plane of essence in 1967. That's why there was a spontaneous burst of joy that year, even though it was misinterpreted and the pinks evaporated it temporarily and exploited it. Now, as above, if that happened according to Cosmic Awareness, if that happened on the inner plane, there has to be evidence on the external dimension, on this material plane, right? As above, or as within, so without. The proof is that the original separateness caused humanity to be separated in the observer versus the observed process. You know, the original separation in perception, the mind-body dualism in popular terms, that the observer reunited collectively with the observed when Rai returned to the plane of essence. Now, this happened technologically. Man mimed this, mimed what happened on the inner plane when we created the television environment. And by the mid-60s, television was a global environment. I mean, not everybody had it, and we've seen the effects in the 70s of when TV arrived in Iran or South Africa and what happened there. But in general, it was like the 100th monkey effect. It became an environment. Now, if you look at the television and the medium of television, aside from it having the common characteristics of electricity, which is simultaneous and discarnate, which we've explained before, the difference between the television and the movie is that the movie extends the eye and foot and takes the viewer on an outer trip. Television extends the eye and the hand, actually integrates all the senses in a tactile interplay, where the viewer is the screen. The observer is the observed. He is taken on an outer and inner trip simultaneously. Now, that's beyond time and space dimensions. This is the magic of television. The viewer is the screen. When he's watching the movie, he's not. Because the movie is light projected from the back, bounced off the front screen. You're taken on a trip, semi-discarded. Now, on top of that, it's live. Television is live. Now, they stopped it at that point in 1966. They stopped live TV. They went into, you know, canned sitcoms and shows. The live, but that was long enough, and it was a materialization on the external plane that man had merged with the observed. The viewer became the screen. He was the camera. Now, there is the genius of the corporate mixed media poem. If you can see that, you know that we're united and we can't get out of that situation. We've had this implosion that now results in many identity crises and traumas and adjustments of our traditional Rai, the original separateness baggage, in dealing with the perceptual fact, not abstract, not concept, it's a perceptual fact that the above and the within have united, and so has the outer and the without and the below. That is, now because we're integrated and because that manifests my condition, because Bob set this up on the inner plane and the outer plane by creating inventors who created environments so they could be mime each other, because we're united, that the astral plane is crumbling away, having earthquakes like the material plane, because they have no foundation for their principalities, for those ancient concepts that hypnotism and awe and authority came out of from the psychic Egyptian background and from Atlantis before that. You know, the old beehive hat that the Pope wears. These things will crumble away, fall away, as Bob surfaces in process pattern recognition, and slack has already arrived. And that's why any attack on Bob fails. But they can, it's like cobwebs of Rai are still around to help you. But you got slack, we know you can't lose. This is the miracle.
It's only momentary.
Yeah, temporary. That's why you don't panic. You don't go and take pink drugs. You don't take, you know, go to the pink hospitals. You don't take pink courses if you got
to... But as a dupe, though, I did panic.
That's right.
I was not used to that sort of... interaction.
Well, you did not know this.
No, I didn't know, but now it's been explained.
Yeah, now you know why you recovered. We're going in. You've got to become a spinning in a wig.
I realize that the process of slack isn't immediate, and I'm willing to, you know, to hold on, to wait things out. And I'm sure our listeners were phoning and asking. Many of them felt the same thing we felt last week as well.
Is that right?
I find that interesting, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what's interesting, is the panic. Well, let's say it this way. As we get more integrated due to my incarnation, and the viewer become on the screen, under TV, electronic, tactile conditions, the panic will operate the stage of the old material dimension more and more. And so people are going to pick up this panic more and more. It's like a disease, you know, just spreading around, but it's a fake disease if you know the effects and causes. That's the key to surviving the new dark ages. We have to go into that which must come to pass and will come to pass. It's only theater, baby.
And I think that's it for this week. Let's wrap it up. We will be back next week at 5:30. You're going to listen to the voice of the Hi-Pod of the Church of the Subgenius, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Thank you very much for coming down again today. My name is Mike Dyer. Stay tuned for Tom Gibbons at 6 o'clock.
Great, Bob.
Your listeners, 88.1. Your listeners.